So now we want to get to this idea that you can change the properties of semiconductors by adding a little bit of some other atom. Let's say you have a silicon crystal and you replace some of the silicon atoms with a different atom. A common one is phosphorus. It's just to the right of silicon. And a typical doping level is about one phosphorus atom for every million silicon atoms. So it's a pretty low concentration. You put some other atom in the crystal, and you include it somehow when you anneal the crystal so that the phosphorus comes to sit on one of the silicon sites. It's got four nearest neighbors, and it forms four bonds with its nearest neighbors. But phosphorus has one more electron than silicon. So after it forms these four bonds, it's got an electron left over. It's in the column to the right, so it's got one more neutron and one more proton and one more electron than silicon. And this last electron goes in a very weakly bound orbit, kind of a hydrogen-like orbit, and is easily ionized and comes into the conduction pair. So by putting a phosphorus atom into the crystal, you can add an electron up into the conduction band, and this will increase the conductivity of silicon. Even if you only put one per every million in, these electrons that come from the phosphorus donors put lots more electrons in the conduction band than are thermally activated. So you get a much better conductivity when you put some phosphorus in the silicon than if you have pure silicon, even just what seems to be a little bit of phosphorus. The other thing you could do is take some elements from a column to the left of silicon, and those elements, like aluminum or gallium or boron, they have one less electron. They also come on a silicon site with four nearest neighbors. They form three bonds with the neighbors, and then they run out of electrons, so they can't form the fourth bond because they just don't have that electron. At room temperature, what happens is that they steal an electron out of the valence band, and they form four bonds. And when they steal an electron out of the valence band, they leave behind a hole. Now, right now it may not seem so obvious why the ones to the right, those are the donors, they donate electrons. Why they lose their electron while the acceptors, the ones to the left, they take an electron and hold on to it. But we'll go through, we'll calculate the chemical potential, and we'll see why this happens. But this is what happens. So these elements are called acceptors, and they, at room temperature, they steal an electron out of the valence band and create a hole. And these donors, they give away an electron, and they the electron goes up into the conduction band. When it loses its electron, it leaves behind a positively charged defect in the crystal. Right? The phosphorus was neutral when it had 15 electrons. It loses one, it's only got 14. It's a positively charged defect in the crystal. And when these acceptors, when they get an extra electron, they're also charged defects in the crystal, but they're negatively charged. And they're negatively charged, but immobile defects. So the electrons are mobile charge, and these acceptors are they're stuck in the crystal because the atom is bound to the nearby silicon atoms.